Wow. 4 years of our life gone in what feels like no time at all. One of the most very precious things that we all have in life is time. How we use it will define whether we and the people that we love are satisfied when we leave this earth. Time heals. Time fixes things. Time corrects things. But most of all, time tells everything. It has been my great honor and privilege to serve this great community for the past 4 years. As I said when I was elected, it was and it still is a very humbling experience. In fact, or the fact that thousands of people will put their faith in you to lead their community is an amazing feeling, and I will be forever thankful for this opportunity. To the staff here tonight and to the many who are not here in attendance, I'm thankful to have been able to work with some of the most talented people in their field. And I hope and trust that the new council will look long and hard at the great talent that we have and will treat you all with the respect that you deserve. I'd like all staff to know how very proud I am of each and every one of you, and how grateful I am to have had the opportunity to work with you. To the people of Wasaga Beach, you really have no idea how fortunate you truly are to have so many great people running this town day in and day out, the operations on a daily basis in our staff. They are truly phenomenal people. Council's job is to govern, to set policy and direction, but it is truly the staff that carry out the role of council, and that deserve so much credit, much more credit than they ever get, for their hard work, their dedication, and their expertise. I will never forget any of you. I wish all the staff the very best in your future endeavors, and I hope that the new council sees in each one of you what I see. Not only are you great people and great staff members and talented, but in my opinion, you're just damn awesome. Thank you. To Mayor-elect Bifulci, congratulations. I truly wish you and your council the very best on December 4th as you begin to lead this great community. The election is over, and so once again the work will begin very soon. Mayor-elect, I commit to you a smooth transition, and I commit to you that I will make myself available should you wish or require anything. Godspeed. I can only hope that your council continues on with many of the great accomplishments, ideas, and plans of this council, and that you will work to complete what we have started in moving Wasaga Beach forward in a positive, affordable, sustainable, and realistic way for all of our citizens to be proud of and enjoy for many, many years to come. And please, no matter what you do, always consider the economic impact of our business community. They truly are the backbone of our community. Councillors Smith, Eagle, and Belanger, I thank you for your hard work, dedication to the people of Wasaga Beach and to this council. Although I knew none of you before being elected, I look forward to friendships for many years to come. You are remarkable people, with great passion and commitment, and clearly a love for our community. To my beautiful wife, Joanne, our wonderful daughters, and the rest of my family, thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice that you have all made so that I was able to do this job for 4 years. Thank you for your love and your support. It is because of my family's love and support that making a defeat feels so good, knowing that I now have to spend so much more time with the people that really matter to me the most, and that is my family. And finally, to the good folks of this amazing community. I said before, the election is over. But more disappointing to me than losing this election was and continues to be the bad behavior and the social media posts of some of our community members. As a citizen, you put your hand up and you run for office because you believe you can help. You believe you have something good to offer. And no matter whether we agree or disagree, I believe we all think, when we put our hand up, that we do have something better to offer to make our community a better place. But the people who put their hands up are few and far between. For example, Wasaga Beach, out of 21,750 citizens, only 22 people ran for office. Now, if you went to the all candidates meeting, you're thinking, what the heck does it mean, only? But only 46% of the eligible voters voted. And yet, we all sit and believe that we're experts in politics, or so we think. Well, I can tell you firsthand that politics is not rocket science, but it is very difficult. And for reasons beyond my understanding, as a politician, you will make enemies. And we all know that we'll never make everybody happy. Yes, when you put your hand up, you open yourself up to criticism. And you accept the fact that people will take cheap shots at you, they will lie about you. But your family, our family, should not be subject to any of this bad behavior or criticism. Unless, of course, they choose to participate and be a part of the problem. Some of the things that I have seen and heard over the last few years against or about Mayor-elect Bifulci, members of council, myself, are despicable and classless. This behavior is not acceptable, and quite frankly, it's embarrassing to all of us in this community because of the few who cannot control their bad behavior and poor class. The citizens always ask of council, as you should. But tonight, on behalf of this council and on behalf of future councils, I ask of you, people of this great community, to stop this unacceptable behavior. Please do not condone it. Hell, speak up against it. Please, Wasaga Beach, be kind to one another. We don't have to agree on most things, but we should always agree to be civil and to treat each other with respect and dignity. We should always agree to be kind to each other, and if we do, I believe that most, if not all, of our disagreements can be overcome. If we truly want to have Wasaga Beach be the best place to live, to work, to learn, and to play, it is not what we will build or create that will count the most. It is how we treat each other that will make the absolute biggest difference, and that will make Wasaga Beach great. Again, I say thank you for the opportunity of a lifetime. Thank you for allowing me to be one of the very few to have the honor of being mayor. Thank you for the memories. And most of all, thank you for the many great people that Joanne and I have met over the last 4 to 5 years and the lifelong friendships that we have made that most likely would not have occurred or happened had I not been given the absolute honor and privilege to serve as your mayor. I'd like to end with a thought for all of you to ponder as we move forward. It is we, the people, that will make our town great, not the other way around. Thank you so very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this meeting is adjourned.